none but the hungry heart. 231. Know ye not? For the Lord of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8, verse 2. To deal directly with sin brings certain defeat to the Christian. Satan, sin, self, the world and the law all have been fully dealt with by the Lord Jesus on the cross. Our dealings with these enemies are to be through the finished work of Calvary, hence indirect. This can be wonderful news to us when we have enough of the struggle and failure of Romans 7. The believer who sees that self is incurably evil, no, and that it has been taken into death, reckon, who gives self utterly to that death as he sinks before God in dependence and surrender to his working, yield, who consents to death with Christ on the cross as his position and in faith accepts it as his only deliverance, he alone is prepared to be led by the Holy Spirit into the full enjoyment of the Christ life. He will learn to understand how completely death makes an end of all self-effort. And now, as he lives in Christ to God, everything henceforth is to be the work of God himself. It is not by renunciation or effort that we are morally apart from sin and self and the world, but by our death on the cross with the Lord Jesus Christ. Believers today seek the blessing and power of Pentecost, apart from a personal crucifixion with Christ, and the result is a counterfeit experience. Calvary is always before Pentecost, historically and experientially. The only way into the riches of the fullness of Christ is through our acceptance of our crucifixion with him. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 6, verse 14.